Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Wesley and Douglas here tonight from Puddle of Mud. Good to see you guys.
Thanks.
I decided somehow that the band hadn't been in a long time.
That's what I thought.
Arbitrarily.
Yeah.
I think you thought it because I decided it a couple days ago. Once in a while, every six guest who comes on the show, just randomly I say, huh, we haven't seen them in a while. What's up with them? Yeah, where they been?
And tour.
Yeah, well, Wesley says they were in 7 months ago.
They were definitely in this studio, so it had to be,
less than a year or so. Well, anyway. Where are you guys? Oh, no. You've only been gone for 7 months. Well, good to see you.
Thanks a lot.
I saw them at CNN today. We were in the same studio, basically.
What were you doing over there, Drew?
Yeah, I go over there about three times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what? Giving people shots and emptying garbage?
Emptying garbage mostly.
What was Puddle of Mud doing there?
Touring endlessly. We were talking to Brooke.
On CNN,
actually, yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talking about...
Life on Display, by the way, is the name of the CD, which we're going to hear a couple things off of. Also, they're going to be with Nickelback at the Greek coming up on the 26th of August. And just found out before the show started, going on a tour, going to Germany, going to Iraq. Yes?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Little spooky kind
of. Right, playing for the troops, right?
Yeah.
Is that the only thing you can do there, right?
I mean, you know, those guys are over there in like, the men and women are over there in like 120 degree heat with like full gear on and backpacks and, you know, combat boots, and they're sweating their brains off in the shade, and the least you could do is go over there and play some rock music for them and let them have a good time. So that's what we're doing.
That's commendable.
And, we got to go over there. We do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go over there and hang out with the boys and, you know, and the girls and, you know, and have a good time doing it. They deserve it.
I don't want to correct you, but I think it's more like 130 over there now.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll
That's cool. In the shade. I was just talking about in the shade it's 120.
Oh, yeah, it's 130 as soon as you step out from under the palm frond, but it'll probably dip down to the 120s,
in the
high teens in the shade
at
by the time
too.
You guys get there. You can look for a break. Oh, at night it gets down to 111, 113.
I got to tell you, I ran into this soldier from, you know, he was there and he was in the airport sitting there, and I was talking to him, and he was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, it was like 72 degrees in the airport.
Right.
Nice, you know, cool temperature. But this guy was like, yeah, man, I mean, it's like 120 in the shade over there. I'm like, I'm freezing right now. I'm just glad to be going home. I'm gonna get back out in the heat.
Yeah, you know, I got a couple theories about this. First off, I couldn't imagine that place with a ocean breeze and 74 degrees. I would be miserable.
In Iraq?
130, I'd have to put the gun in my mouth. Yeah, Iraq. Yeah, I mean...
It shouldn't have that.
Well, heat can take a situation that's bad and make it unbearable.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're doing some manual labor, you're working, you're doing some construction, you're up on a roof, if it's 85 degrees, it's a tough job. You get your hands dirty. If it's 115... it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
I would imagine the same with wearing full camis and combats and, you know, body armor and all this kind of stuff and just walking through essentially a giant ashtray. All right, well, let's make a giant cat box. That's the way I look at it. And then I start thinking, you know, everything that has to do with, you know, when stuff goes to the desert, it gets mean because it has to get mean to survive. Like cactus. Look at a cactus, everybody.
Rattlesnakes.
Picture a cactus and there's, you know, picture daisies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then all this
rattlesnakes, bobcats.
The cactuses, the lizards are covered with spikes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got like sidewinders.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything is just look, you're going to get eaten and there's no water.
Yeah.
It's every goddamn living creature for themselves or you're dead. And if you look good and you're pretty, we don't care. You're going down. You better cover yourself with spikes. And I just wonder if the people that have to endure that, what's so different between them and the cactus?
Right. They get a little spiny?
You got to get a little prickly.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see a lot of doughy, zoftic sort of pink cheek. We grab their cheeks. Like, yeah.
That's not the land of polka.
They don't have time for polka. No. They don't have steam baths, and they don't get rubbed down. So they don't have time for all the extras in life.
What you're saying is your wife couldn't go there.
My she would kill herself. It'd be great. I'd collect the insurance. No, I'm just saying.
By the way, speaking of that kind of behavior, did you hear Amber Fry today?
No.
The tapes with her voice on it?
I heard it was squeaky, and it made me think of you, Drew.
4-year-old girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Drew, that usually means molestation on this show.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's focus on a puddle of mud.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so going on tour, been touring, Greek, and then you're actually going to Iraq to entertain the troops.
Yeah, and Germany.
Oh,
and Bosnia.
Bosnia.
Throw that in. Is Germany, Bosnia is a troop thing. Is Germany a troop thing, too?
Yeah, it's all troops. Mm. Rocking the troops tour.
We got a lot of troops in Germany and always seem to have. I know it's a sort of a Soviet thing for a while, the East.
But
and the
as you
and
said, it takes a while to let go of what happened.
Yeah, listen, I think we ought to hit Germany one more time. That's my plan. My plan is a preemptive strike on Germany because
those are for all the troops coming back from Iraq or Iraq.
Yeah, let them stop. Let them stop over there and just drop a few things.
I'll tell you what, though, we got to Hamburg the first time we ever went to Europe. We left September 10th from Manhattan. We got to Hamburg September 11th, and it all went down. And we drove to Berlin that night. This concert was canceled. When we got there, the hotel's right next to the Army Embassy, the U.S. Embassy. There's guys with machine guns. I've never seen an outpouring. Like, they were walking to the embassy with American flags airbrushed on their jeans and crying.
Oh, really?
The American Embassy on
Good.
September 11th.
I like that.
So no. I don't think they'd see it coming if you...
That's right. That's my point.
There's
just like
people everywhere, man.
They love Americans. They're
God
bad
bless
people,
them.
Too.
Nah. All right. All right.
Like Beavis.
Well, sorry. All right. Ready to go to the phones?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Amy?
Yes?
You're 18. What's up?
Yes. Okay. I've been dating my fiancé for 3 years now.
Let me say this.
Oh, my God.
Let me say this about 130 degree temperature.
Yes.
When you're a chick in Iraq and you got the full-blown black burqa, and by the way, don't they have white? Black's a pain in the sun, but you're covered head to toe. I mean, it's like you're in a mascot outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, could you do any worse than you looking through
a slit
just barely to peek through and say, at least you're not getting beaten by the sun. But, I mean, it does seem like a crazy cycling shorts and a tube top.
Of all the lands to take on that cultural garb.
It really is. Like, to the ladies, like, here, bad news and worse news. Bad news, it's 128 degrees in the summer. Worse news, we're not going to be able to see any skin.
Covered all the time.
Covered all the time. Put some gloves
on. Drapery.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, cover yourself in foil. Slather on some margarine, put some foil around you like a corn cob going on a barbecue, then hang the two-stage drapery over you. Go ahead. And by the way, guys, don't worry. We'll grow beards like Santa. Yeah, that's great. That's a great strategy. It's 130 degrees. I got a beard like Dan Haggerty. Could you imagine?
No.
What are you doing? Do you hate your face? You know, you get a little beard going, and it gets hot, it gets sticky, you get stuff in it, it gets dusty.
Tan line.
Dust blowing around, you get a crazy tan line. And you got a crazy, the big cleric
beard.
Beards.
The beard is designed for Alaskan environments.
Yes. Yeah,
North Pole.
Keep your puss warm.
Yeah.
When you got an Arctic wind blowing over the tundra. It's free. It's burning over there. You got a 70s NBA fro stuck to the bottom of your chin and neck. That's great.
And it's 130.
Here it goes. It's 130. Let me get
the sand, dust blowing everywhere.
Let me get Dr. J's fro from 1974. I'm going to cut a little mouth hole in it, and I'm going to stick it on the front of your face. That's great. What a way to beat the heat. Fantastic. You guys are geniuses. There's something, we call them shorts. You guys, no? Nothing? No? Still with the hat? Okay. Yeah, Dr. Dre's fro is going to be stuck on the front of your face. We're going to need a beach towel. We're going to wrap that up around your head. Yeah. Okay. Then
it's a carpet.
Here's some carpet.
Probably too light.
Yeah, it's remnants here. We're gonna wrap these carpet remnants around your head. Is this feel any heat escaping anywhere through your ears? Let's fill those with spackle. And then put something black on. Put a whole bunch of black stuff on. And, oh, no, we don't have air conditioning. You lie down on the floor. Is this strategy, these beards?
I know.
All right. It kind of makes you wonder if they're just kind of looking for...
No.
Are they trying to flog themselves a little bit?
Maybe. Let's finish with that.
I'm not done. Hold on. Right. Maybe the people, the same way, you blow yourself up, you go up to, with 72 virgins. Maybe life's not supposed to be easy.
Mm.
Maybe you're supposed to flog yourself a little bit.
Well, as you
know what
and
I'm
I
saying?
Know.
That's a lot of religion is kind of about flogging yourself a little bit.
Well, but as you and I know, that people reenact trauma in their life. And if you're
Dad had a huge Dr. J type fro beard.
If he beat on you, you'll beat on yourself some way. You'll find some way to do that.
Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, because if they liked themselves a little more, they'd be wearing tank tops and tees, right? And shorts and... All right. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, well, I've been dating my fiancé for 3 years now. We're getting married when I graduate high school. We just had a kid last year, and I took his virginity when we first started dating. Well, after we...
Can you really take a guy's virginity? Is that possible?
No, he blasts his virginity onto you.
Yes, right.
You don't really take it.
You get hit with it.
Right. Yeah,
I've had to duck to avoid some virginity.
Yes. All right.
So you get that like a camp? Pow! Virginity! Hit the deck! It's flying over your head, takes out a lighting fixture. Yeah.
So you have a kid dating. You there?
Yeah, my phone's dying, so I was trying to get my problem out real fast.
All right, real quick, go.
Dating
for 3 years. All right, kid.
And after I took his virginity, he can only get off once, and it's only on, 3 minutes, and he can't get up until the next day.
Well, first of all, that has nothing to do with you taking his virginity. That's just his rhythm.
I feared it was associated.
Oh, right. Amy.
You got a kid that you're raising?
Yeah. He's 8 months old right now.
8 months old.
All right. You got to study hard to stay, because right now you're only about a year in the brains department ahead of the kid. You see, you got to keep studying, so you keep pushing, you keep staying that much ahead of the child.
Oh, yeah, keep staying all the way through.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But listen, you're being sexually active with him is why she's gone.
Later.
Phone out.
Have fun. Right.
She must be glad I went on my long-winded diatribe about the Iraqis and the crazy beards with 130 degrees with the carpet on their head.
Yeah.
But it is a little food for thought, right? I mean, you would just shave your head and your beard if you wanted to beat the heat, right?
Take line six. He has an interesting question about. I'll propose to the.
But true.
The
what guard. About my beard?
But this may be germane to that. Line six.
All right. Okay. Here's the whole thing, though. No more kids.
Yeah.
Number one.
I know.
She theoretically 18. Can hear us on her radio.
Yes.
No more kids. Number two, you having sex with him doesn't have a lot to do with his function.
Nothing. The fact that he can't. Respond again till the next morning, probably more to do with laziness than actuality.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Because the guy 18, unless he's 45 or something, but if he's 18 like she is, he should be good in about 30 minutes to go again.
Yeah, but now you're causing trouble, Drew, because
I'm
she's going to go to him with
yeah,
this.
But still.
Okay.
I'm just saying she ought to ask him to step up a little bit.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah.
But do these guys need to be getting it on 3 times a day? They're going to have 28 kids.
He should masturbate first and then condom.
Bingo.
Condom.
Why, he's going too fast?
Yeah, that's what she said. And she associates that with her having taken his virginity. That's why he ejaculates too quickly.
He's a quick draw McGraw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took my virginity.
Minute, man.
You know what's the guard
Ten
question?
Second, man.
Oh, I don't know. Where is that?
Six. Six.
Six. All right. I don't read. Dan?
Hey.
What's happening?
It's an honor to talk to you guys.
It's good to talk to you, Dan. Yeah, what's up?
I was reading in the newspaper, and I've heard your rant about hospital gowns, and something popped out. Hospital gowns fitted to suit Muslims.
All right. No, what Dan is talking about. Dan, are you a virgin, by the way?
Yeah.
At 20. Wow.
Yeah.
We can hear that, too.
It's all in the voice.
No way.
Yes. Oh, yes.
How many male 20-year-old virgins do we get over the course of a year?
Rare, but when we hear them, we know them.
I hear virginity in men.
God, man, you guys are awesome.
Because this guy's 20, and he sounds like a virgin, and we talk to 13-year-old guys like, yeah, tell you what I learned about the burqa. For my travel. No, guy's voice changes. He gets more confident.
Yeah. It's a squirreliness that
it almost it's by the way, it's the first thing that tips the chicks off not to get down
stay
with
away,
you.
Yeah.
Dan's gotta be quiet.
An interesting question. Is the maximum squirrely not eligible to lose his virginity? And that's why they sound so squirrely, because that's why they didn't lose their virginity.
You mean what came first, the chicken or the egg?
The squirreliness or the lack of virginity?
The squirreliness, we all started squirrely.
But these guys are going to be extra squirrely, which is why they...
They're extra squirrely, so they're being punished by the female populace. they really are.
It's
Whereas,
true.
Guys, we don't have this, because if this guy was squirrely but looked good, we'd be... the female version of him would get plenty of action. I don't care what you sound like or if you're low mileage, hey, all the better. Dan? Mm-hmm.
So all the gowns, hospital gowns?
Hospital gowns, yes. I've complained that I don't like the hospital gowns where they take your underpants and make you tie it in the back and your ass and balls are hanging out everywhere. But go ahead, Dan.
Did Adam entertain the hospital with ass and sack humor for a couple hours before his surgery?
Yeah.
Well, it says, the state medical center plans to redesign poorly fitting hospital gowns after administrators learned that many Muslim women were skipping appointments because of them.
Now, modesty.
Modesty.
The Muslim women are modest, and this gown doesn't protect them enough.
Yeah. It says, the gown now leaves patients fully covered. Last year, the hospital learned that 3 of every 10 Muslim women were skipping appointments because of the gowns.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
I feel like everybody would be skipping appointments because of those things.
Well, most people figure their health is more important than showing a little cheek to a candy striper. Oh, Dan.
No, that's not pot.
That's not pot.
No.
You're just saying that because he's squirrely.
That's not pot. I'm squirrely.
All right, you don't smoke pot. Now, what's up with you, Dan? Why what's up with the ladies?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
Are you actually 20?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I want you to practice not talking. Let's see if
brooding.
We can.
Practice brooding.
I want you to brood. Dan, I'm going to get you late. Let's have a conversation where you don't talk, all right?
All right.
You grunt in a brooding, knowing way.
All right.
All right.
No, just start now.
Are your arms crossed?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah, much better.
All right, I'll be the chick. Hey, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
What's going... Yeah. What are you? Are you in a bad mood? Yeah, I just ruined my panties. That's great. Well, what can I do to break through? I mean, it really seems like you're in a bad way.
I don't know.
Yeah. Why weren't you doing that all along, Dan? Chicks love that. Don't be talking about hospital gowns and stuff you read on the internet. And by the way, here's the other thing, too. Chicks hate information. You get punished. The more you know, the more they punish you. You start talking about, hey, this is what I read on the internet. Just sit there like you know nothing, fold your arms and brood, and see if you can be kind of bummed out, except for you're not going to tell them why. You can't let them in. You've
mysterious,
been burned. You're mysterious.
Right.
Yeah, troubled and mysterious. You're mysterious, the stranger, blowing through town. He's got troubles, boy, but he won't share them with you.
That's right.
You want in, but
it's
he
too
won't
dark.
Share them.
You can't handle it.
Yeah. And besides, I don't want to involve you.
Okay, now, shall we hear a song or play Germany or Florida? Song or Germany or Florida?
See how it works? See that? That's sexy. Yeah, go ahead. Ask
it forces
again.
You to keep asking things over and over again. Play a song or Germany or Florida?
I don't know, man.
How about Germany or Florida?
I'm not in the mood for either one, man.
All right, let's play Germany or Florida.
No, man.
Dude, you're grounded.
I just need some time to think.
Time out.
That's another one, too. Tell chicks you need time to think, and then don't think. But tell me you need that time. I just need time to think right now. And then starts to just, here's what you wouldn't understand.
Oh.
They're gone? Quiet. Yeah. You wouldn't understand. I need time to think. And my old man was tough on me growing up. That's good. And then those are three things. And then you're fine. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Huh. All right, let's hear Puddle Mud song.
Okay, all right.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
All right. This is, how you doing there, Chris?
Pretty good.
Doing good?
Yeah.
All right. Night's still young.
It's not his game tonight.
I know. He's standing up. He's lucid.
Listening to
Life on Display, name of the CD. And the first one we're going to hear tonight is called Spin You Around.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Boy, man, I'll tell you, this show is better when the mics are off. Woo! Heat it, everybody. Puddle of mud here tonight. We'll get into that. Well, all right. We got to take some calls, Drew.
And a break first.
We got to take a break. We got to
play
Georgia
or Florida, then we get back.
Oh, man. This game is sweeping the nation. I mean, when you guys get to Germany, they'll
talk about this game.
Oh, they'll be talking about Germany or Florida, yeah. We'll explain the rules and all that. Wesley and Douglas here tonight from Puddle of Mud. Life on Display, name of the CD. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Wesley and Douglas are here tonight. Puddle of Mud, name of the band. Life on Display, name of the CD. And we'll hear something else off of that in the 11 o'clock hour. All right. Now, it's time to play the game that is sweeping the nation, although we have to explain it to every kind of guest.
Has swept the nation.
It's already swept the nation, but we'll explain it anyway.
Well, these guys have been on tour. They've been away about the
country. They've been away. Yeah. They've been away. Germany or Florida. Here's how the game goes. All bizarre stories. And I learned this sitting at the Jimmy Kimmel writers' table for about a year, that every bizarre story that you ever comes down the pike comes out of either Germany or Florida. And now these aren't I'm not talking about the chick with 50 cats. I'm talking about the guy who cut off his own toes, fried it up, and ate it.
That's exactly the story I was thinking.
I think
really?
It's something else than toes.
More recent. More recent. That's one of the more recent ones, man.
It's weird.
That makes me quiver, man.
All right. It's freaky. Now, that comes from either Germany or Florida. So they ask the question, they give us the call, and they tell us the story, and then we decide, is it Germany or Florida? Joshua?
Yeah, I have a Germany or Florida for you.
Go ahead.
Last year, police were summoned to a fight between a man and a familiar prostitute. Apparently, the man was being attacked by the hooker when, in his search for a good time, he was recognized by his wife, who, unbeknown to him, was working secretly as a prostitute. Germany or Florida?
Working secretly is
it could be either.
But it wasn't her that gave him the beating. It was just another girl who was on the beat, walking around.
Bond, perhaps.
Is that true?
I think.
Germany, man.
Wait, sure. The wife beat him?
I don't think so. No.
No, it's not. He was with a familiar prostitute, one he'd frequented
before. If the wife beat him up, that'd be Florida.
I think it's Germany for sure.
Wesley says Germany, and this could be either place. Feels a little German to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, too. A little German,
it's
too.
Foreign.
Well, who are you? Doug?
I think it's on the Reeperbahn in Germany.
Okay.
You on?
It's somewhere in Hamburg.
All right. We all go in Germany?
Yeah.
Really?
If the wife is beating him up, it's Florida.
Then that's cops.
I'm going Florida.
All right.
But you're right. The wife would have started cracking him. I'm going Florida just to mix it up. Joshua?
It's Germany.
I knew it was Germany.
Nice. All right, thank you.
High five.
Now, here's the whole thing about this. And we've played this game many times.
Kicking the butt.
Germany was everyone's answer.
You was yours, too. You're never wrong.
It would have been my first one, but just to mix it up.
Yeah, I understand.
And
listen,
it could have been Florida, but for some reason it smelled like Germany.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. We're about 90% on this thing, maybe a little bit higher, maybe 93%. Why is that? Why did that smell like Germany to everybody? Is it the first one that somebody yells at?
It was the... No.
People don't disagree that often either. Somebody says Florida, everyone nods their head. Yep, that's what I was thinking.
It was the casualness of the prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
He frequents
the... He frequents the same one, right.
And then that a place he could frequent that the wife could slip on into did not sound like a U.S. thing.
No. Here we sweep them up too fast.
Yeah.
All right. That's right. All right. Anne?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys are going to think this is really strange, but for, like, the past 12 years, I've had this, like, weird habit where when I get stressed out and stuff, I pull my hair out, and mm-hmm. I was just...
Why would we think that's strange?
Because it is.
It's a very common symptom. It's called trichotillomania.
And
there are medications.
Write a song about it.
Some of the serotonin reuptake drugs.
You're rhyme with something with trichotillomania.
Help quite a bit with this.
Bitch.
So you ought to, of course, one of the things you do is reduce stress in your life, find other ways to manage stress. Mm-hmm. But if this is a compulsion that you cannot stop, you start having bald spots or pulling your eyelashes out,
Hold on.
You need a medication.
I got the answer. You do one of those sort of cheap rhymes, but it still works. You go that trichotillomania driving me insania. You know what I'm saying? You tweak it a little bit. Yeah, you can tweak. You could tweak Insania. Like people would
Insania.
Know.
Insania.
I'm saying Inagata DeVito.
Inagata DeVito. All right, Ann.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're tugging at the hair.
Get it checked out, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Because you will, people go to quite great lengths with this one. Pull their eyebrows out, their eyelashes, create bald spots in their head.
Hey, you want to work on my eyebrows?
Oh my God, it's just an endless supply.
Yeah, because I don't hit them. Like, if I don't hit them twice a month, they'll become one. Trying to drive that golden spike for
check your trichotillomania.
Yeah.
Immediately run to the doctor.
Hey, Ann.
Yeah.
All right, go see somebody.
There you go.
All right, baby doll. Let's see. Not as weird as she thought. Shelly?
Yeah.
27?
Yes.
What's happening?
Not so much.
All right. What's your question?
My question is actually not a love question. It's for the guys at Puddle Mud.
Great.
I've been hearing that they've been going over to Iraq and just wanted to know if that was confirmed and how each of them feel about going over there.
Yes, I think it is confirmed. And at first, I thought it was a little spooky. This is Wes. And you know, now I'm a little bit more comfortable with it. You know, I feel good going over there and rocking for the people that have been in their 130-degree sun. So,
yeah.
It's the least we can do for them.
And I'm sure, you know, the Army, first off, it's horrible publicity if some celebrity goes over there and doesn't make it back. And you never hear about it happening. I'm not jinxing you guys, but here's what
I'm
saying.
Thanks, man.
Bad omen. Bad omen.
What I'm saying is they have experience. This is one thing the Army doesn't screw up. It seems to me, since Bob Hope was heading over there.
Except when they had a transport plane in Bosnia and the secretary, what was Brown, the secretary of Interior went down.
But if he was,
except for that.
If he was in a band.
Never would have happened.
Wouldn't have happened.
I'm just thinking about Iraq.
Let's hope there's not a first.
Does Iraq and Virginia, are those same people?
You mean like instead of
Iraq?
Iraq. Oh, like if you say I.
It's Iraq and Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah,
same
maybe.
Guy, same person.
Might be the same guy. Yeah. Might be the same person that says nuh-huh or nuh-uh.
Or is it certain regions, Iraq? Because she's from Arizona. Shelly's from Arizona.
Hmm.
But you're not originally from Arizona, are you, Shelly?
No, I'm originally from Minnesota.
That sounds
better. That's better.
There's guys calling out the
same winter, though, right?
Yeah.
Arizona winter, Minnesota winter.
Same place.
Same.
Where in Arizona are you?
I'm in Peoria.
Is it
Peoria?
See, there you go.
Nice.
Do we need two Peorias? Do you know what I'm saying?
It's about 20 miles from Phoenix.
Phoenix, all right. Phoenix.
Is it how hot was it today? Did it get up to like 118?
Right about there. It felt pretty hot.
It's in the teens routinely.
Brutal. Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you move there? I mean, look, Minnesota, that's its own Arctic extreme, but why then go to Arizona?
Because it's different. You don't have the humidity. It's just dry heat.
I know,
Shelly,
hold on.
Shelly, I was in Phoenix 2 weeks ago. Dry or wet, brutal. Didn't matter.
I can get my oven is dry heat. Still good enough to cook a meatloaf.
That's right.
Still cook you.
Yeah.
We don't cook you with moist heat, you know. We cook you jet engine. That ain't dry. That's not wet heat. That's just dry heat.
Yeah.
You know, flamethrowers, Bunsen burners,
dry
Sterno
heat.
Cans.
No moisture there.
All dry heat. All enough to take your skin off. I mean, yeah, okay, but at what point?
Douglas loves that Bunsen burner here. Keep going with that, Adam.
Once you get up to like 138, does it make a difference? Yeah. That's what I'm asking. All right.
Yeah, but I have to ask myself, why did humans establish cities and towns in these godforsaken places? It's just amazing.
Bad luck.
It's amazing.
I think like just wagons broke down and people just squatted.
Yeah, squatted.
Free land. They must have found some gold or something at a certain
trade
point.
Trade routes kind of thing. You know,
I'm also going back to my sort of religious retardism thing with the Iraqis over there. Iraqis, you want to say? I think they like to flog themselves a little.
Well,
a lot of these people were religious pioneers.
Civilization started in that part of the world. I mean, that's where we got started.
Yeah, there you go.
It was a little different when we started there, but that's where civilization started.
Well, that's the birds. They just crapped out some human seeds in that part of the world, and that's where we grew.
I see.
That's how it works.
That's how it worked. Right? Oh, really?
Well, yeah. That's my understanding. I barely got through North Hollywood High, but that's the way I understand it. Steven?
Hello.
You're 20?
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Doing good. What's going on?
Drew, well, first I want to say thanks for, I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and you, Drew, you've gave me, you know, so much advice, and I just want to thank you for that off the bat.
Oh, my pleasure. What's happening now, Stephen?
Well, my father is addicted to some prescription medicine. He's got a problem with Zomas and Vicodin. And just today we actually found out that he's trying something else.
Wow. And Soma is really a tough drug to get off. People don't make much of that.
What do you
the
do
withdrawal
with Soma?
Is miserable. It actually, we've been recently seeing a lot of this.
What's it for? Is it
it's a
sleep
muscle
one?
Relaxant. It's actually converted into meprobamate, which used to be called Miltown.
So I'm just going to get that.
Yeah, your liver converts it right into Miltown, and it is a very difficult drug to detox from. It takes about 2 weeks, and people get what's called akathisia. They're moving. They, like, their body can't, like, an engine's going, and they want to punch things. It's like you all the time, Adam, really.
Yeah.
Except your engine's not going. If they actually turned your engine on and you wanted to punch things, that's what it would be like.
Well, you know who we get punched first?
Of course, I know, yes.
Okay.
The nearest to see
I'll
be sitting over there.
That's right.
And then the opiate withdrawal, obviously, is pretty miserable. So he needs to get in the hospital and get treated.
So, I mean, this has been going on. I'll tell you how it started, actually.
Hold on a second, Stephen. Just because we got to go to break.
It always starts with the back. It always starts with the back surgery.
Someone gets an injury
and then they
get hooked on something.
Yeah.
They're not bad people, but they just end up this way.
And they have to understand the need to get off. They don't see it. They don't have insight. They don't realize. They're in denial.
He thinks we're the bad guys. You know?
Right, of course.
Well, look, why don't you hook up with your mom?
There's Del Amo Treatment Center out there in Redondo by you guys. Give them a call. Del Amo Treatment Center in Torrance, okay? They're very, very good.
Tell them Dr. Drew sent you and get 20% off your first night stay. Is that true, Drew?
Yeah.
And you get the tote. You get the tote bag.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack. That's $29 value. It's yours free for just coming in and checking out the Del Amo Treatment Center. Yeah. If you say, Dr. Drew, if you say he sent you and you heard it on this show, yes?
You know, I once was retarded enough to bring a 7-Up can to Six Flags. Because they said they give you like $4 off or something.
I do remember that campaign.
And I brought it, yeah.
Magic Mountain out here.
Yeah.
Back before it was Six Flags anything. Yeah. It was just Magic Mountain. It was bring an empty.
Empty Diet 7-Up, I think it was.
It's just a 7-Up. Yeah. They probably said 7-Up or Diet 7-Up can. Yeah. And you get like $4 off the price of admission, which was probably $12 or $16.
Back then. So I plopped the can down. The guy says, what's this? Really? He was like, what are you doing here? It's $4 off. So,
just give him $4 off everyone, right?
That was the price of admission was $4 off. Yes.
Yeah. That's how
but he was angry that I put a can down in the little window. I was like, what are you doing?
I like when they make it humiliating. Like, give the Tom turkey gobble, and we'll get it. It's like, gobble, gobble. I didn't hear you. Gobble, gobble, gobble. My hearing's not so good. Could you bring it up a little? Yeah, like sometimes where you actually have to say the person's name, the DJ's name. Yeah. True, at least you got out to Magic Mountain there, buddy.
There you go.
They didn't have anything back then, though, did they?
Can't even remember. It was a long time ago.
You know, it was before they had any of the Batman rides or anything.
No.
Drew would pull in, and five guys would come out and shake the car.
Yeah, that's it.
And then he'd pay him $12 and go home. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, that was pretty rough ride.
Just jump up and down on the bumper. And that was exciting. That's all we had.
Yeah.
Yeah. And eventually they worked a log flume into it where the guy would spray the windshield with a hose while the same guys jumped up and down on the bumper of the car. And then he drove home.
Yeah.
And I think they give you a snow cone or something.
Big thrill in them days.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Puddle of Mud in the studio tonight. Douglas and Wes here from the band. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Drew.
Take line one.
Line one.
Sorry, from North Hollywood.
Joseph. From my hometown in North Hollywood, likes girls to abuse him. I'll tell you, you like abuse. North Hollywood's your place.
That's what I'm saying.
Lots of mean people waiting to die or perhaps abuse you before they go in the ground. That's fantastic. You go to North Hollywood. Hey, I had to hook them up to my family.
But this is more of evidence of how people reenact trauma. You grow up around trauma, you reenact it.
You go to high school, you get a little abuse. Right. You go home, you get a little abuse. So. You want to get some abuse, go down, head down toward like Roscoe and Sherman Way. That's where they're really dealing out some of the abuse out there. Yeah. All right, I'll give them all the abuse hotspots in North Hollywood. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Hello.
Doug and Wes here tonight. They switch seats.
I'm confused.
Magical chairs.
Okay. Puddle Mutt, name of the band? Uh-oh, I think they may have gotten stoned.
No.
Oh,
no.
Is that what they're
doing? No. No.
I heard a pot laugh come from what?
That may be left over, though.
It could be left over?
Yeah.
From like 6 o'clock tonight? All right,
we gotta watch ourselves even now.
I heard the pot laugh. That's all I'm saying. All right, listen. Doesn't mean they can't rock.
Yeah.
And in I-Rock. Yes, Drew?
E-Rock.
I mean E-Rock.
E-Rock.
E-Rock. All right, so we're moving forward with the show. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Here's a little dilemma we have. Drew and I both got a couple bottles of wine. Actually, one bottle of wine from the folks at Westwood One for doing a little work for them. I took them both. I decided they're both mine because I do all the work when it comes to
anything.
We also
do all the wine drinking.
And I do all the boozing. Yeah. So I figured I'd take them both. Drew decided he liked one a little better than the other. Drew, who speaks French fluently, is a well-seasoned traveler and a bit of a connoisseur as well as a part-time opera singer, said, these are great vintages. These are very expensive bottles.
Another rare bottle. They must be.
Rare.
Yeah.
Rare. So now, here's what we need to do. We need to find out how much.
Let me go.
And then I'll just take the more expensive one.
Okay.
All right. That seems fair.
That's fair.
Unless you want the other one more, in which case I'll take the cheaper one just because you want it more. But only if it's a few dollars. Well, Chris could look it up.
Okay. La Louvière, Chris.
Chris, can you look it up?
Chateau La Louvière. You got it?
Yeah, I'm handing the bottle. Now, this is a month's work for you. Do you understand? So if you drop it, you're pro bono for the next month. Do you understand?
You can trust me.
All right, you got it? All right. Look that up. There's something going on in the back there. It's just where they got the wine and stuff. I want to find out how much. Yeah. See what they think of us, by the way. The Westwood One guys better hope it ain't $9.95. And if I'll just take the more expensive one, even if I don't like it.
Okay.
Joseph?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're from North Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, speak up a little, please. Oh, get into that phone. Where do you live? Where do you live in North Hollywood?
I live right in the border of Sun Valley and North Hollywood.
No! That's the only people on the planet that wish they lived in North Hollywood are the people in Sun Valley.
Well, it's not that bad over here. It's pretty great.
It's great?
Great.
Yeah.
Where was the temperature?
Yeah, what was the temperature in Iraq? What was the temperature there today?
Well, it was kind of hot, but not as usual.
Well, what was the temperature?
Like about 98.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all.
It was 103.
Nirvana.
Are you near, were you near Poly High?
Yeah, I go there. I live like a block away.
Yeah, that was my home field when I played for the Sun Valley Falcons.
Okay. I actually heard you talking about last week about how you used to play Pop Warner for the East Valley Trojans and the Falcons. Well, I used to play for both teams too.
You played for the Trojans and the Falcons?
Yeah.
Wow.
I played for 2 years Trojans, and then I went to Falcons.
Wow. It's a shame we're never going to talk again. We could talk about this, but that's not going to happen. But wow. Yeah, here's a guy who played Pop Warner football for the East Valley Trojans and the Sun Valley
Same
Falcons.
Teams you played for.
And nobody moves around.
Did anybody, Joseph, talk to you about taking a knee or not using your helmet as a chair?
Break it down, buddy.
Yeah, they always say that.
Okay. Grab a knee.
Same coaches, I guess, huh?
All right. No, mine are all dead.
Sons of the same guys.
All right, so you're...
no way.
The bottle of wine. One bottle's 25, the other's 20.
That. No way.
Yeah, producer Lawrence said she already looked it up. You were saying incredible vintage...
Yeah.
All right, so listen, Joseph. What happened to Joseph? Yeah, what's your question?
Well, I like being like in abusive relationships, like... Mm. I like when girls like will lead me on and shut me down, and it was weird. It's weird because I'm attracted to that, and it's weird because on and off like I'll go through that, and then when I go with the next person, I'll shut them down, and it's a pattern. And I want to know
you like the chase,
yeah,
and then you don't like the consummate. You don't like to have the relationship. You like to just end it before it starts.
And I want to know like why I was like that.
Well, it may be nothing. It may be just some weird adolescent behavior you're getting into. Just you don't want to be in a relationship. You're afraid to be in a relationship. Or you've had some major losses growing up, and so the prospect of intimacy is really too dangerous.
My dad, I never really knew my dad. Do you think that might be it?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, we know that. They don't let you into Sun Valley. You can't get into Poly if you know your dad. Yeah, that's how they do a quick quiz. That's part of their story. Do you know your dad?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
No, they try to trick you. I understand. Ask, what's your dad's hair color?
You're in.
You're in.
You're in. Who raised you? Your mom or your aunt? My aunt. You're in with
how many,
honors. Scholarship.
Many,
free ride. This kid's getting a free ride.
How many relationships have you been in?
Like that?
Like, yeah. Joseph?
Well, you're saying that...
I've been in, like, two. And two. The other ones, like, I've treated people pretty badly and stuff.
Like girls or...
Girls.
First of all, you're never going to have sex behaving like this. You're also never going to have a real relationship.
Well,
yeah, get through it. Realize that this is not the way people want to be treated.
I had another question too. Like the first person that ever done this to me, she's grown up pretty badly. Like her dad was an alcoholic, and she was
Of course,
it's hung out.
People are only going to be attracted to you who want abuse.
That's on the test too. Like. Do you know your dad? Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know him well because he drank and beat the crap out. Sorry. I'm sorry. It was a little mix-up. I'm sorry, sir.
You're back in.
Go get your Letterman jacket. There you go. As long as he hung out and he was loaded and beat on you.
So the fact that abuse victims are attracted to you is really concerning, Joseph, because that means that's the kind of partner you are in a relationship. That's the kind of person you are attracted to and who are going to attract. It means a lifetime of chaos in your relationships and drama. It's not a good way to have
it. Yeah, I agree. I'd say don't do that.
Don't get anyone pregnant in the
meantime.
Please,
dear God, no.
Yeah.
While you work out all these bugs. Ryan?
Hey.
17?
Hey, buddy.
Yep.
What's your question?
Well, me and my boyfriend been dating for a little over a year, and we've been, as soon as we started dating, started having sex.
Sure.
And for a little while in the beginning, I was able to have intercourse with him. I don't know, is it considered intercourse with two guys?
It's considered blasphemy.
I don't know. What would a gay couple call it?
I don't know. Yeah, why are you asking us?
I don't know.
You're the gay one. All right, hold on a second. Hold on, Ryan. Hold on. We're just giving him crap because...
It's bogus, that's why.
It's bogus.
Yeah.
But maybe...
All right, we'll talk about it.
All right, Puddle of Mud here. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Ryan after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Wes and Doug here tonight.
Hey.
Puddle of Mud.
Yo.
Oh, yeah. Life on Display, name of the CD.
Yeah.
We're going to hear something else off that and a couple of few. Drew's on the internet trying to figure out how much these bottles of wine cost that Westwood One gave us. I'm going to take the more expensive one. So far, the one Drew gave me is, he found 38 on the one that Drew gave me. And now he's trying to find his bottle. Now, don't let him lie, Chris, because they'll say it's less so he can keep it. But as we know, the rules of the game is I get the one that's more expensive.
That's the rules.
Even if I'm allergic to it. Even if it's called the Seagal crap, that's going to be the French name of it, I still have to, and it's white with a black speckles in it, and it's part of like a hermit crab. I still have to get that one. You understand?
Don't have it.
Well, Drew, you better find it, buddy. All right, let's get back to Ryan. Ryan is a 17, maybe, calling from Missouri, probably. Says he's gay. Maybe, and says he's too big for his boyfriend. And I'm going to go with a big negative on that one. But go ahead there, Ryan.
Well, it's not necessarily me being too big, or I think he just has trouble handling the pain. My question is, I'm sure you've probably got this, 100 times, but what can I do to make it easier? I mean, more lube, give me some suggestions here.
Well, what do you think we're going to say? Yoke him out with a curling iron? More lube, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but see, we've tried that. And
well, look, maybe this ain't his thing.
Why is he the only receptive partner?
I usually am the receiving partner.
Oh, all right.
It's just to get my, I like to get my kicks in, and
I know this is bogus because this is not how gay men behave.
Nah, they don't.
That's not what they do.
They sit around and blow each other.
They have oral sex, or one is the receptive and one is the dominant, and that's it.
Yeah,
they don't switch around, and they rarely get into anal sex. That's sort of an unusual behavior.
I know. Yeah. It was disappointing when I found that out because it seemed so much more entertaining when they were doing it.
That's it.
Sorry, Ryan. We don't believe you, buddy.
Nice try.
That was a good try.
Go to the surgeon and get your thing shortened.
Yeah.
All right, there's obviously many different things you could be doing besides that, obviously. Right. If it hurts somebody, of course, you do something else.
All right, Ryan. Nice try. I like it when they give up. Okay, you're right. By the way, look, I'm not telling you you should sound like a caricature. You don't have to call and sound like Richard Simmons. But if you're saying you're gay, gay it up just a little bit. You know, even if you're going to be butch sounding like Ryan from Missouri, at least drop in like, yeah, I was taking a me day the other day and... cornhole, and you know, I mean, if you sound like a trucker, for Christ's sake, at least work in some gay, work in something, some diet soda, some Yoplait. Mm-hmm. We figured out what the squeegee and the Lucite shower door.
Yeah, that was a very I bought two homes or condos from gay couples, mm-hmm. and both time they left behind a squeegee in the inside the shower, which they'd squeegee off the Lucite shower door every time.
Yeah.
That's something I've never done.
It's a pattern.
It's a gay thing.
It's a profile.
Straight guys don't think to put a squeegee.
But even when the squeegee was there, I left it there, thought maybe I'd do it.
Never did it. Well, yeah, but they weren't taking water off that door.
Oh.
That was stool and semen.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
When you're gay and you got a shower and a Lucite door, God knows what's hitting that thing. You know what I'm saying?
It's not
just tap water hitting that thing. I mean, you need a pressure washer. And like a car buffer. You know what I mean? You're going at that thing. There's stuff flying at that thing all the time. Looks like spin art when you're on the other side of it.
Nice.
Just crazy stuff.
Jackson.
Finally, you get to wear
kids on the window.
That's right. It's really what it is. That's why you got to keep the squeegee there. You with the straight sex, Drew, in the shower, you don't produce anything.
I do, but it goes where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, goes right down the old drain.
Right.
Yeah. Just where it belongs. All right, Drew, did you find anything? How much for the bottle of wine?
I can't find this one.
All right. Should Chris find it?
It must be really expensive. Find it.
Right. It must be a special bottle.
Special.
All right. Let's keep a rocking. We do want to hear another Puddle of Mud song, too. Virgin has a problem turning boyfriend on. Help, please. She's a virgin? Leah?
Yeah?
You're 25?
Yeah.
You're virgin.
Yeah.
And how long have you been with your boyfriend?
We're seeing each other. He's not my boyfriend.
Oh, he's not your boyfriend?
No, he's not my boyfriend. We're just seeing each other.
Well, how long have you been seeing him then, pain in the ass?
A few weeks.
Oh, okay. And why are you virgin?
I was raised very Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about having sex with him?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you should. You should just do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
The rock band.
Yeah. Get it over with and just kick
it. Well, I can't if I can't turn him on.
What does that mean?
Watch a porno.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
She can't get a boner.
Watch a porno or something.
What? That doesn't make sense.
Does he not get a boner?
He has a few times,
mm-hmm.
but they don't stay around very long.
Uh-oh. Is he on medication?
Medication.
Is he on medication?
Well, I don't think it's a medication thing necessarily because I don't know what to do with it once it's there.
Is he on medication?
I don't know.
It might be worth
just
asking.
Get on it.
What do you mean you don't know what to do with it?
A little fight with it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Put it this way. Anything you do with it will make him happy.
Just do something.
Well, hold on. But what do you mean you don't know what to do with it?
Well, a friend of mine had told me that because the guy, is more experienced than I am, that the chances are that the things that turn him on are going to be totally different than the things that turn me on because I'm not experienced.
Listen, your friend's retarded, number one. Number two, what turns him on is anything he can get.
Right, anything. Right.
And all the above. If you whip it with a dish towel, he'd be into it.
He's like jump on it, man.
He'd like a BJ more, but he'll settle for the rat's tail with the dish towel. I mean, the guys just take whatever. You just say, I'm going to rub up against it with the bony part of my elbow for 2 minutes. Okay. I'll take it.
Whatever you think you should do, what you should do.
Not even that.
Just don't even think.
Yeah. Just anything. The guy will be just beside himself.
Yeah.
Okay. So if that doesn't work...
Well, what happened in the past? And by the way, I know you're 25 and you're a virgin, but were you transported from a different time? Like I'm picturing you like being in like a Salem in the 1700s or something. Yeah, were you an early settler? Like what's going on?
No, no. I decided around the age of 20 that I was going to wait until I was married to have sex. And once I made that decision, I ended up not, well, I decided not to do anything that would.
But see, here's the thing.
I know 20, you decided but then do you have a computer? I mean, have you ever seen anything or heard anything?
You mean like porn?
Yeah. Okay.
Or like.
Hey, just read a Cosmo
porn.
Magazine.
Have you seen porn?
Yeah, what about porn?
No, I've never.
Really?
Do you think you know what you should do with this cat? With this guy?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Watch do you have any idea what you think you might do? Why don't you just ask a girlfriend or something, you know? Just,
she
what
did.
What do I do, Susie?
She's asking the wrong chicks.
I've tried to give him hand jobs. I've tried to go down on him.
Oh, what's he do when you try to go down on him?
You're saying it doesn't. His erection doesn't stick around?
Right.
He just goes limp all the.
Well, it just
kind of,
yeah.
All right.
There's something wrong with that guy, man.
Here's the thing. How old is he?
He is 28, I think.
And he's on medication?
I don't think so.
Are you into him?
He probably is.
Yeah.
You're really into him?
Yeah.
All right. And you think he's into you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what you do. Just take it slow. Keep seeing him. See what happens. And don't put so much pressure on it. When it starts getting pressured, it gets weird, you know? I mean, here's the thing about sex. Drew found something?
Found it.
Let me just say...
38,
Let me say something about sex. Sex is like... I don't know why you get punished whenever something gets difficult or sticky, but if you're nervous and you got to deliver a speech, you'll F the speech up. If you're nervous and you have to do some sort of guitar recital or something, you'll F it up. The more tense you are, the higher the percentage your chances are you're going to F it up. And it's the same with sex. I mean, if you're nervous and you're a little skittish and you're not very confident and you're always worried about what you clanking teeth when you're making out, you're going to clank teeth. I don't know why that is. I don't know why we perform so poorly under these circumstances, but we do, and then we get going down into this negative spiral. She needs to just take a little pressure off herself. She's fine. She's into him. He's into her. Just keep seeing each other and just let it go.
That's it.
Don't turn it into such a problem.
This, to me, reminds me of how confused and screwed up women are about men and their sexuality. Shall I read more Cosmo? Shall I read more of this? No. Just be there, be enthusiastic, and anything you do, he'll be beside himself.
Absolutely.
He'd actually like it if you passed out.
Just being there.
Pretend like you're dead for 20 minutes.
Perfect.
Could you just drive your corpse over to his apartment and get naked and then throw yourself down on the floor. And then he'll be done. It'll be fine.
So,
all right, Drew found...
This is 25 euro.
25 euro.
Which is like $30.
So that's maybe $32.
This is like
€38.
€38.
This one's 30.
This one's 30.
Uh-oh. Now the ban is fresh from Europe.
I can switch it to dollars. I've got a little program here. I'll switch over dollars.
Please, Drew, because this as one you know, is, I get the more expensive one.
Yeah, $30, this one.
And $30.
And that one's 38.
25 euro, $30? I would have thought it was more like $35 or
What's
something like that.
What's the conversion to dollar?
I'm just using this machine here.
All right.
Anyway, this one's more expensive. That one's more expensive.
Are you sure?
Chris, what do you see?
All right. Chris could be in.
Great.
He could be in. All right. So, Drew, you get the one you want. Yeah. I get the one I want.
Yeah.
All right. Let's drink them now. Now, by the way, Drew, you're staring at the bottle an hour ago telling me it's a $100 bottle of wine.
I thought it might be. These are unusual bottles of wine.
All right. I wouldn't be surprised if...
We're not that far off. It's half the price.
Westwood One is just dumping like some Fetzer table wine into nice bottles and then recapping them and sending them to their talent. Okay. Let's hear a little Puddle of Mud, shall we?
Yeah.
Drew, you're allowed. You can come back over here now.
Will,
you're done.
Okay.
You're done, buddy. Stop looking at all the French words. I know you're excited. All right, Puddle of Mud in tonight. Going to hear a song off the newest CD, Life on Display. And this one is called Freak of the World.
Outside through the rains of late and don't think everything's alright. And can't wake up cause I dream all night. Yeah, you hear my way and I can't get by. And rolling, scraping, I feel for you. But there's nothing that I can do. I'm the freak of the world. I'm the freak of the world. I'm the freak of the world. And there's nothing that you say. And there is nothing you can do. And there is nothing I can say or do. Cause I'm the freak of the world. Shine up on my face and I see your eyes in the lazy haze. Your lips don't move but I hear what you're saying. Look outside through the razor blade. And I try
Line puddle of mud in student night.
Yeah, I love Drew? The discussion amongst heterosexual men when you start talking about gay males, and inevitably every male goes, "Well, yo! I wouldn't know. I mean, I think this is what they do. But don't count on me to know."
It's Wesley, really, yeah, we're having a pretty heady conversation about who would be a top and who would be a bottom, how AIDS got going, and oral sex versus anal sex. So do we all agree we'd be tops or? Right?
Wes,
what?
What, man?
It's a loaded question.
Don't pick on me, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I, you know, on one hand...
You're pretty lazy, Adam.
I'm pretty lazy, so, yeah. I don't like moving that much. I could see myself just shoot my
You're
ass
the bottom.
Up, shoot me up the little Novocaine and go at it. I'm going to watch Kiva. Please, if you see any blood, please promise me you'll stop. And just have at it. And watch The Comforter, for the love of Christ. You know what I'm saying? Get the squeegee out.
Oh, God, squeegee.
Get the squeegee out, use it on my back. All right.
Uh-oh.
I could go. You know, which one, by the way, does one make you gayer than the other?
Being top or bottom?
No.
Yeah. You hear, you know,
gay men will talk about being a bottom, being a more, what's the word?
Feminine,
No. Oh. Talk about being more manly, not more masculine, but more courageous.
Courageous, yeah.
Being a real man.
They're a lioness. They're lions.
Yeah. Right. So, right. Yeah, that's noble.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Knights of the Round Table.
I'm more courageous.
All right. Someone make a movie about that. Russell Crowe stars.
Heroic. Can anyone say depends?
All right. Let's keep going.
Here we go. Moving on.
Moving on now.
Moving on.
Let's go. Michael?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I got a question for Doug and Wes, but before I get into that, I just want to say that you guys rock. Wes, you're my idol, man. You guys just rock. I mean, I love your music. I've been a fan.
Thanks a lot, man.
You guys just rock so much, man.
What's your question, man? Thanks.
Are you guys going to be coming to Arizona at all anytime soon to perform?
I would think we are, yeah. I would think so.
That's cool.
They're going to a place that's just a little bit cooler.
Maybe Scottsdale or Phoenix.
Peoria. Yeah.
Peoria. Yeah, we're going to Peoria. We're going to fry, man.
I'll be there, man. Hell yeah. You guys just rock, man. I love you guys.
Just check puddleofmud.com, and you're totally cool with all the dates that we're going to be playing.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll do that.
Thanks.
www.puddleofmud.com, and that's going to have the whole tour schedule on it. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can even register to vote on that now.
You guys ever play at that Red Rock place?
Yeah, that place rules.
I'd love to go there.
But it's beautiful.
Oh, it's sick. It's amazing. Yeah. There's another place in George Washington.
The Gorge.
Washington's called The Gorge.
I've heard about that place. That place is insane, too.
Yeah.
What do you like better, Red Rock or The Gorge?
I think it's a tie. Man,
but The Gorge is giant, right?
It's the big. Gorge is amazing. Yeah. It's the most amazing place to put a... place, you know, put an amphitheater at in the world. But behind the stage is just this amazing, you know,
looks like the Grand Canyon.
Looks like the Grand Canyon.
Really?
Yeah, there's a river going down. You can go down there and get jet skis, and it's crazy. But so Red Rocks is good too, but I don't know, man.
And Red Rocks, the Beatles really played, beautiful. And Jimi Hendrix amazing. Played.
Oh, really?
It's been there that long?
Very legendary place.
I think it was a new place.
No.
Yeah.
U2, obviously.
U2 did their video there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is Red Rock that much bigger than the Gorge?
No.
Or smaller?
No, it's smaller, yeah.
Smaller.
It's actually built out of the Earth's, you know, these huge mountainous red rocks.
Right.
Wow. It's beautiful.
That's where they put the amphitheater.
Now, where? Is that in Arizona or Colorado?
Colorado.
Yeah, it's in Colorado.
Colorado.
Yeah, it's just right outside of Denver. Yeah.
There's a tunnel under the audience that you can go from backstage to the soundboard.
That's cool.
Oh, so you can get to the soundboard.
You can make
without having
stuff.
To go through anything. You go underneath the crowd.
I'd love to go out there. True. Why don't we go out there? Let's
There's
do our
so many cool things we could
out there.
Do. I know.
Dominique?
Yeah, hi.
You're 22?
Yeah, how you boys doing tonight?
Good.
How you doing, Dominique?
Good. Hi, Puddle of Mud.
Hello.
I love your music.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay.
What's the question? What is the question?
I had a question. I have a blood disorder. It's called sickle beta thalassemia.
Yeah.
And I have to take, you know, pain medicine for it, obviously.
So you have sickle crises.
Yes, I have sickle pain crises.
Sickle thal, it's called.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, the combination of the thalassemia and the sickle thal.
Yeah.
Okay, and I take...
Wait, are you black?
Yeah.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Does it affect? I thought that was a black thing.
Mostly
or is that just
thing.
Sickle cell thing?
Mostly black. But go ahead. So what's the question?
Okay. Now, I have to take, you know, I have to take Roxanol for pain.
That's morphine.
Really?
Yeah. And my doctor gave me this new medicine recently. It's called OxyFast. It's a liquid.
It's OxyContin?
Mm. Well, it's a liquid.
Yeah. Go ahead. Mm.
Okay, and I was just wondering, you know, how, like, because obviously I'm going to have this for the rest of my life, and I was wondering how this medicine is going to affect me in the long term. And
do
I
you
know
have a family history of you have a family history of alcoholism?
Puerto Rican,
no, but my dad, he was addicted to, I think, like cocaine for a few years,
a few years back
when I was younger. I think.
Do you feel like you have some? Are you preoccupied with these pain medicines? Do you think about them all the time and pursue them a lot?
No, but I get pain crises a lot.
No, I understand. But hold on. But that's separate from the pain and the pain management. We got to evaluate what your risk is for addiction.
Where's the pain come from with this disease?
It's the cells sickle and they clog the arteries.
A sickle means what?
It just forms like a
sickle?
Yeah, they form a sickle shape.
Like the Russian flag?
Exactly. That's what shaped the red cells, which are normally these sort of biconcave discs. They become sickles. And they clog the arteries.
So
and they,
sickle
therefore,
cell
therefore
is
inducing pain?
Hypoxia. It's like blood supply is cut off to regions of the cell. The tissue starts dying. It's very, very painful.
Wow. I think you should take the medicine. That's what
well,
it's
of course,
made for.
Of course you take the medicine. And indeed, sickle patients do sometimes become addicted. But Dominique, you don't sound like one of those people. You've probably been taking these things since you were a teenager.
Yeah, I've been taking it since I was about 14.
Absolutely. And you're tolerating it fine. They're not escalating. You're fine. You're going to be okay.
My tolerance, you know, just keeps going up.
Well, of course. But tolerance increasing is different than a preoccupation and a pursuit of the opiates.
Yeah.
You don't strike. You know how I kind of I can smell addiction on people? I don't smell it on you.
Is that? if that somehow is just a natural thing and you go to the doctor, is that somehow, do you have to pay for that your whole life? Or do you,
what do you mean?
Does the government pay for it?
Well, luckily I have really good insurance.
Oh, okay.
I have awesome insurance because my mom used to work for L.A. County and she got hurt. And so now, like, they have to pay her insurance for the rest of her life.
Mm. Perfect.
That's why I pay so much in taxes. All right. Is she, what is she doing? Is she okay?
Well, yeah, she's okay, like, but she used to work for the sheriff's department, and she hurt her knee.
And so doing what, though? I mean, look, if she jumped off a two-story building like T.J. Hooker onto a perp's car hood and got rolled into some trash cans, I'm fine. But if she tripped on a power cord
it was pushing some paper. It was during duty. It wasn't like...
She was going to the bathroom?
No, she was doing duty.
Sometimes you push hard, you can blow a knee out. My dad tore an ACL after eating some brisket. Did you know that, Drew? That's what sidelined him.
Brisket.
Drew, I never told you that.
You always said he did his duty, but I didn't know what you were talking about.
That's what
I didn't realize.
Oh, you know, I said duty.
Yeah.
What kind of duty is there?
Sure, you're right.
All right. Other duty, you call that a job.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, Dominique?
She was subduing somebody and
there you go.
Okay.
On the pavement.
All right. So she was in the bathroom when
in the line of battle.
Okay.
Line of duty, not
she was
doing
in the.
Oh,
oh
no.
Man,
in the line of duty.
This story gets grosser and grosser.
In the line of duty. Oh, my God.
Who would line up their duty?
Hurt a knee and get some kick ass insurance.
All right. So she hurt her knee. When she slipped on some duty, she heard her knee taken down a perp.
She was in the line of fire duty.
Right. And now, what she have? She had to get knee surgery?
Yeah, she had to get surgery on her knee. And it was when I was young. It was probably like...
Oh, okay. And she's not been back to work since, huh?
Well, yeah, she just changed like her career. She's working at an adult school in Thousand Oaks. She teaches computers.
She teaches pornography to kids. Well, I heard adult
computers.
Oh no.
See. This is bad. Yeah.
One
but
minute
has insurance
she's sliding on some fecal matter. The next minute she's showing people how to pull up pornography on a computer. Oh, I don't know if I like this one.
Hey, no, you're good. You're fine. Relax.
Puddle of mud here tonight. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Yeah.
Hello.
There you go.
Puddle of mud in studio tonight. Yeah. That's
rock and roll.
Right. Wesley and Douglas in here tonight.
Get down.
Life on Display, name of the CD. You go to www.puddleofmud.com. You find out all the information about where they're going to be. All right, and here's the thing. You want to see them for free, you enlist right now. Because
we're going on the troop camp tour.
That's right. You enlist right now. You get through basic real quick. You tell them you want to be Marine, you want to be on the front lines. You go over there, you catch Puddle of Mud for free, then you fake an injury, and you come back stateside. That's what I'm going to do, Drew. Are you in?
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Some of the callers that call in here might actually try to pull that off, man.
It wouldn't be bad. And, you know, it's probably, you know, it's Puddle of Mud this week, and then, you know, Drew Carey's rolling through the next week. You got comedians, maybe Lola Falana, or I don't know who they
are. Nonstop laughs.
Nonstop laughs.
Bob Hope
comes on out. I mean, yeah. They did ask me, actually. Somebody asked me if I wanted to do a comedy tour there.
Really?
Did I say that?
No.
Yeah, you know Jeff Ross, the comedian?
Yeah.
Does all the roasts and stuff.
Yeah.
And Drew Carey, and I don't know, like another guy called me, said, we're leaving in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
I said, my wife barely lets me go to the mailbox.
That's true.
She'd be PO'd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides, I'm chicken.
Yeah.
Not man enough.
Yeah.
Jessica?
Yeah?
Sorry, I got to help the kids by making fun of them.
Yeah, you're right.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi.
What's happening?
What's up, Jess?
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question about, like, my vibrator thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I use that vibrator, like, every day, and
good times.
I'm becoming numb to it.
Mm.
So is there any way that I could, like, you know, still please myself?
Well, you can step up to a Duracell. This thing will freak.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get just the
switch vibrators.
To make it maybe all hardcore?
Get the rabbit.
The rabbit. I'm not kidding
you.
You get the cheap Chinese batteries that come with the thing. It's like,
You got the rabbit?
You get the Duracell.
No, I have good batteries.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, but what kind of vibrator do you got?
It's a little mini one that's waterproof.
Oh. You should probably get the big dog.
The rabbit.
Well, you don't want one made out of suede.
The rabbit or the hummingbird.
How about the...
How about the real thing?
Yeah. Could I ask another question?
Yeah.
I agree with Doug. How about one that plugs in?
Yeah, why don't you just get a real
a
man?
A real one.
Oh, yeah. I see a real one. Right.
How about give yourself a break?
If a vibrator isn't satisfying her right now and she's numb to it, there's no way.
How about a little break?
Yeah, how about a break?
Yeah, break.
Okay, how about if, like,
First of all,
she dropped the F bomb.
It's all
by
bogus.
The way.
That's totally a bogus call. There's a group of guys.
There's a guy listening.
There's a group of guys.
Going,
ask about this.
Yeah. I almost want to go back to her to get that out of her.
Let's get it out. Squeeze it out.
All right, she dropped the F bomb.
Are we reset, Dave?
We don't hear the F-bomb dropped that way too often, by the way. There's this guy that I'm effing.
Not with that kind of alacrity. Just
pow. Alacrity?
Ease.
What does that mean?
The FCC.
Ease. Jessica.
Yeah?
Please just tell us the truth about the guys who put you up to this phone call.
The guys that what?
Uh-huh.
Put you up to this phone call.
Oh, no. Believe me. It is happening.
No. The guys that are there around listening to you make this call.
No, because I'm in the car right now. I decided to call because I already had that question.
With a guy.
You're in the car.
Yeah.
All right.
With a guy going to make the call.
Is there a guy sitting in the passenger seat?
No.
In the driver's seat?
No. Do not worry.
All right. So can you turn your radio down, screwball?
Okay. Sorry.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Okay,
she can't think.
Okay, so there's this guy.
All right, yeah, please.
No more F-bomb.
No more F-bomb. Oh, my God. Jessica.
She's from the beautiful town of Bellflower.
I know. Do not use the F-word, please.
I'm not.
Okay. The guy you're having sex with.
Yeah, he's pretty packing it down there.
Right.
And, there's his friend. That he's not. It feels good, but it's big and it hurts too.
Yeah,
right. That's the over big is a more common complaint than the not big enough.
Yeah, I mean, really? Oh, really?
Yeah, huh. That's more common.
Well, do tell.
Well, okay, and then
he's
not like relationship or anything. And
I'm looking at my crystal ball. Yes, I'm seeing Jessica's future. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica.
Bad.
No. Oh, well, first that's a nice trailer.
Yeah.
But then, no, later that doesn't look
Jessica,
so good.
Stop talking for a second. You there? Did she hang up?
Oh, he can't go back till it resets.
Why? Was that swear word she said?
He thought so, I guess.
I've called
the way
guys
he said
worse
it.
Than that on yeah, this show.
The way
that's
said.
People's
the
way names, man.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's a good
be
point.
That as it
yeah,
may.
Guy's named Richard.
She has a very gruesome history ahead.
Well, at least she learned her lesson about the profanity.
Yeah.
No. Next topic.
All right, I'm now angry at her. But look, Jessica.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you, but worse is to come. I just take my word for it.
You got to cool your jets.
You're getting
jets.
Out of control. You're going to get pregnant. You're going to get a venereal disease.
16, and hanging out with guys that are 16 idiots.
16 years old. Come on. Just
like...
reel it in just a little bit. It's not all about your sexuality.
All right.
Can you do something? Can you just, come on, go to school, crack a book, get on the volleyball team, and go to college somewhere. Where it's not all about how much guys want to F you.
Right. Create something worthwhile.
And listen, That's not
a message we give out clearly enough, I don't think.
Well, look, I'm against women empowering themselves, sure, just like the next guy. But I think there's plenty of like 15 and 16 year olds who call this show, who whatever they're worth to another guy sexually or the populace of men in their neighborhood is all they're worth, and they spend their whole lives, you know, putting makeup on, vomiting to lose weight, reading magazines to try to get tips on it. And meanwhile, their brain is just in a piece of Tupperware in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any. It's all about their sexuality. It's about how desirable can I be to this guy?
Period.
And I'm having sex with this one guy, but his friend wants to have sex with me too, so I'll have sex with him because it makes me feel good when more people want to have sex with me.
Right.
But I'll vomit so my ass doesn't get too big, so a third guy will want to have sex with me. What happens when you're 26? It's like someone just took your brain out and confiscated it.
It's
you know what it's like? It's like that scene from 48 Hours where Eddie Murphy goes to get his car back after 10 years. Like they just blow the dust off it and see if it starts. It's just been sitting in a garage.
Yeah. Also, the satisfaction from that kind of interaction with people is bottomless. It's never enough.
Right.
It's not nourishing.
Yeah, yeah. You just have a string of crappy relationships. Guys end up using you. Meanwhile, you then you come on this show and you don't know any of the participants in World War II. That's you.
It's gone, yeah,
we could have asked her.
Maybe Lisa will know.
Lisa's gonna know.
Yeah,
Lisa. Oh wait a minute.
It's a three.
The phone.
Oh, it's going one.
Wait, oh, that's right.
Old.
I got it.
Hello,
Lisa.
Yeah.
What's going on, baby doll?
Hey, nothing.
You got a puddle of mud question?
No, you were going to ask her a question.
I am.
I got a puddle of mud question.
Hey.
She's
smart.
She's a freak from Phoenix, Arizona, don't you know?
Hello, darling.
21, sound like she's in her 50s.
I want to know, where is the kinkiest place you guys ever had sex, and where are the wildest women?
Women.
And don't
airplane.
Say Phoenix, Arizona, because I'm already wild. I already know that.
An airplane.
The gorge. Yeah, an airplane.
Lisa.
Amphitheaters Lisa. All across the nation.
Lisa, veal or venison?
Do you know the difference?
Do I?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. Do you know what
I'm
veal
a good
is?
Girl. I don't know all this nasty stuff. I just wanted to call say something with a puddle of mud.
You know what veal is?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What is it?
From a whatever. It's meat.
Meat?
Right.
What kind of meat?
What kind of meat? That's the question.
I don't know. Cattle?
What kind of cattle?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That's a crazy question.
Yeah, how dare we?
And no venison, though.
No,
okay.
That's
deer.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that is.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like
so you know more than you think.
You
give yourself a break. Don't hide your intellect.
That's right.
Let it ring out.
Have you done
the Axis powers in World War II?
Have you done a lot of speed?
Have I done a lot of what?
No.
Deep throating?
No.
I'm just messing around.
No, I was asking about speed, but there's something interesting. Are you a heavy set gal?
Kinda.
All right. What are you coming in at?
Size 12. More cushion for the pushing, you know.
Oh yeah, no, guys love it. They love it.
The double D's, gotta have those.
Oh, you gotta have them. Yeah.
Especially for the double D dose of this here pimping, we know.
Yeah, for the puddle of mud.
So what weight you coming in at?
150.
No.
150? Yeah. No. I'm top heavy.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You wouldn't call yourself big then.
Come on, Wes. You know. You see.
Yeah, she's not lying.
When she's walking on her hands, she's
top.
She's one of the biggest, like the most coolest puddle of mud fans there is.
Really? You know her?
We see her all the time. She comes to a lot of the shows.
A lot of cleavage?
She's always got gifts and presents for us.
Really?
Wow. Nice things for us. She's really actually a very sweet, sweet girl.
All right. God bless
you. Don't give her such a hard time.
150, though. Come on.
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't judge. All right, so listen.
Yeah.
All right, let me see.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right, Lisa, what do you do for a living? What do you do?
I do customer service.
Oh, you do?
For
what?
For a hotel chain, for Best Western.
Cool.
That's how I get all my free hotel rooms when I go see the Mud Men.
That's the ticket.
All right, baby doll. We'll see you at the next Mud concert.
Well, we'll be seeing you in, I think it's Las Cruces, New Mexico, coming up.
Las Cruces, you're right. Yeah, we're going to be there soon.
And you got to go to mudfetish.com, okay? Because that's my website I do for the guys.
Yep.
Wow.
And I do all the other guys, Greg up here.
Will we see a picture of you on mudfetish.com?
You know what? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am on there. I am on a couple of those.
All right.
Yeah.
Take a look at that.
Chris is on it.
Okay?
Chris is on it.
They're looking at
you.
They're
going for it right now.
All right. Well, it's nice to have hardcore fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Hardcore.
They're there for us.
Two D's.
Without the fans, man, you know.
Two D's.
It's impossible.
I get jealous. There's a guy I work with who's like seen Fish like 75 times, and he's a kid. He's a nice guy, but he's like, I don't know, he's 24, 26
or something.
It's
nice to have a passion.
And he's like, yeah, they're going to Fish playing their last concert in Maine, I think, or maybe. I mean, it's way out there. Yeah, I'm flying. I'm going out Friday. I'm going to catch him. And I'm always thinking to myself, where do you get the money to do this? Like, I know now you have a job. Well, when you were in high school or college or something, like the idea, like you being in high school, yeah, I'm going to get on the plane. I'm going to see Jethro Tull. He's playing. He's in Montreal. I'm going to. She's like, are you kidding? Like, how do you do this? Do your parents give them the money?
Unthinkable.
True. Could you imagine?
No.
No, you can't. Can you imagine getting on an airplane going to San Francisco to see...
Anything.
Anything ever?
No.
No. But when you were 19?
No.
That's out of the question. Unless the band shows up and plays within like a 4-block radius of your house, you couldn't possibly go.
Couldn't possibly.
All right. Let's get out of that mindset, Drew. Let's free ourselves up, huh?
I'm free. Feel free. Free just talking to Lisa.
Puddle Mud here tonight. Take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew, Wesley, and Douglas here tonight.
What up?
From Puddle of Mud.
Hey.
Yeah. Everybody, Life on Display.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Name of the CD. You like good music? You get that CD. You go to www.puddleofmud.com. You find out all the information
and
all
vote.
The tour dates
and you can vote from our website.
You can register to vote.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, good.
So vote,
Karen. Karen.
Oh, 21. Karen.
Yeah.
Oh, Karen.
You're 3 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
And you want an abortion.
Yeah, I'm really considering that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's the father?
My boyfriend. My
long-term
boyfriend.
Long-term.
And what's your question?
What was that?
What is your question?
I just, we've done a little bit of research on it, but I'm not really totally sure about the risks involved with abortion.
Well, first off, Drew, she's 3 weeks pregnant.
They might well do one of the chemical abortions.
And how much?
Like, I mean, are you 46?
I'm guessing the risk goes up as the term goes up.
There really are not significant medical risks from abortion in the legal window that's available. It's very rare that somebody would have serious consequences.
What is the legal window?
It's the first trimester, basically. And that if you can get infection because it is a procedure. And
is that 3 months,
yeah.
In a week or
3 months?
Just 3 months.
And
just
it's,
straight 3 months.
It's,
okay.
There's most of, you know, they can have chemical now with RU46. They can take a medication that causes the abortion. Mm-hmm. There are going to be infections and prolonged bleeding from the pills. But the most significant thing that I constantly encounter, even though there's controversy about this, is depressions and remorse. That women have a very, very strong emotional reaction. There's a book out there called Maternal Desire by a woman named DeMarnief, and she goes into great length discussing sort of the ins and outs of all of this. You might want to read that book and consider things very carefully. It's a very well thought out, almost philosophical and psychological treatment of all this.
Well, what? You gonna talk her out of it?
No, it's up to her. I think she seems like she's a very thoughtful person and wants to kind of think it all through, and she's got a week or so to do it.
Well, here's the thing, too. You know, women are driven by the hormones. Your body goes into gear, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, the man pops
away.
It out of gear. It's gonna cause some. Some residual effect.
It has to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in terms of significant effects to your fertility and that sort of thing, no.
All right. So, and also, if it's something you're going to do, definitely want to do it sooner than later.
Yes.
All right, Karen.
Surgical procedure more, is it more difficult later on to have children?
No.
No.
Would you listen to Drew, would you? No. It's all right.
Okay, thanks.
All right. It's really, what Drew was saying is there's not a physical problem for the most part.
There really
part.
Is not. I mean, there's some evidence with each subsequent abortion, of course, you increase the risk of getting into problems.
Once you get into the high
50s. Those are pretty rare.
Yeah.
It's really more of a philosophical problem that people have with it.
Amanda?
Yeah.
You 17?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amanda.
What's happening?
Not much.
You've been having sex with a condom and it hurts?
No. Okay, well, it hurts with the condom, but like in the beginning, I stopped using the condom and it made it a lot like less painful. So now in the past like 2 months, it's been like to the point of tears and I have to stop. And
is that with a condom or without a condom?
Without a condom.
Ooh. Yeah. So now it hurts without the condom.
I've been tested because I thought it might be something like that, and I don't have anything. So.
Same guy? You've been the same guy?
Yeah.
Might be a natural response from her body.
Does the pain begin immediately, or is it only after a certain period of time?
Pretty much immediately.
Is it at the time of penetration or just after penetration?
After penetration.
After. And then how long after, would you say?
A minute or so.
So pretty quick.
I'm already at the fridge.
And is it vaginal pain or is it way deep in your pelvis?
At one minute, I'm 45 seconds into a frozen Hungry Man dinner in the microwave.
Nice.
Yeah, they take 6 minutes and 28 seconds.
So you've already going in 45
I'm
minutes.
I'm down
in?
About 5:30.
That's good.
On the countdown.
That's excellent. And you got the remote going.
Yeah, Salisbury steak, it takes an extra 26 seconds, unless you want to go for the turkey. But I do that around the holidays. I don't like August turkey. Hello, Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes the peach cobbler, some of the peas will get mixed in with that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The point is
it's a mess.
At the 1 minute mark, like I said, I'm 30, you're 31, so 33.
If you're not having sex, is your vagina is hurting? Is it
deep in the pelvis or is it in the vagina?
It's in the vagina, yeah.
The vagina gets... And is it certainly... Yeah. Do you lubricate normally?
Yeah. Well, I'm, like, turned on. It's not a problem with that. I just don't...
All right. I understand you're aroused, but do you lubricate?
No.
Don't lubricate.
But I tried...
Yeah, use lubrication.
I tried it last time.
What?
Got what last time?
Like, putting lube. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, how about that?
Yeah, we tried that, and it didn't make a difference.
Okay. Have you ever been abused, raped, anything like that?
Never.
Okay. This could still be vaginismus. It could still be a pelvic floor muscular spasm. But I would keep going back to the doctor and having this investigated further, because you should be able to overcome. This is not normal.
Whenever you say, do you lubricate, there was we tried the lube. Lubricating, then people don't think of self-lubricating.
I know.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back. All right, everybody, that's the show. That's the week. God bless.
Yeah.
Puddle of Mud for coming in here.
Thank you.
Wesley Doug, always a delight.
Woo!
All right. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job and wish him a speedy recovery. Gallbladder remover.
Yeah.
Drew removed it during the break. Did you not?
Yeah.
Who's phone screener tonight then?
Adam.
Adam, yeah. Me?
No.
Okay.
Different Adam.
Good job, Adam. Chris, remember I said never not talk? I said never talk. Never talk. Okay. All right. Now, even if you get in a motorcycle accident and paramedics, like, what's your blood type? You just go, Adam, and you hand him a note. Adam said, and then, oh, positive. All right. I want to thank junior producer Lauren for doing a great job. Find out how much these bottles of wine cost. I want to thank engineer Anderson. And who's filling for Anderson tonight, then?
Dave.
Engineer Dave for doing a stellar job tonight. And until next time, producer Ann for doing out of sight, out of mind.
There you go.
Doing a great job all week. So until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.